Good morning, friends. Thanks a lot for listening to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now live on the phone is my friend Cindy Cashdollar. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Rick. Good morning to everybody. I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing fine. We're having a fine morning so far as the day rolls on, and now I get to talk to you. So, well, nothing could be better than that in my book. You, Cindy.
Well, I think if we can lower the outdoor temperature a bit, maybe we'll get there.
Well, I have to say, without warping any sensibility of mine, that you are one of my favorite guitar players of all time. Period.
Aw, thank you.
This
is
true.
Made my morning. I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's really true. And I will explain. Your sense of notes and your sense of melody, your sense of what you're adding to the song is so far above my comprehension. It blows my mind. You listen with both ears wonderfully, and you add to songs, no matter who you're playing with. And that is why I said you're one of my favorite guitar players of all time, because you're so tasty when it comes to playing. So thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you for what you just said. That is really, I really take that to heart, because I don't know, I feel so many things when I'm playing with people, and I try and, first and foremost, try and understand the lyrics, because I think that's very important. Kind of sets the tone, maybe, for the feeling of the song sometimes. But I do, when I'm playing, I hear so much stuff going on. I'm listening to what everyone else is doing and where the singer's going. Or I don't know, it's just like a lot of stuff going around in my ears, in my brain at once. and somehow it comes out okay.
Yeah, I have
most of the time.
I have a specific, for instance, and recently we were in the same place at the same time, which was at the Full Moon Resort, and the Fab Four were having their week camp there, and there was a jam session. It was supposed to be an acoustic session, but it turned out pretty electric, and you were on stage with some amazingly talented musicians. And here's the, for instance, the song was Get Back, and it was a laid-back groove that wasn't totally reminiscent of the song. And Jimmy Vivino started singing the song, which the words we all know, but the groove was slightly different.
Very different.
When he turned it over to you and said, "Go on, Cindy," you played the melody of the original song, and you played the lyric line to Get Back, which made it all come together to me. Not using the word as a pun, but it did. It brought the song together, and then I knew exactly where we were in the tune as well because of your playing. And it seems like whatever was going on that night, when they needed the right solo, they'd call you. And it was amazing to me.
It was, especially that moment on Get Back. I mean, first of all, there was a set list, but nobody really knew what was going to happen. Huh. But I knew that there's such pros up there. You got, Rich Pagano, you got Jack Petrucilli, you got Jimmy Vino, and Will Lee on bass, And so I thought, well, how long could this really go? These guys are really good, good at directing things. But at that particular moment, I just thought, I used to work with Leon Redbone. I toured with him for 5 years, and he always said, stick to the melody. So I thought, okay, this is a good instance to just play the melody. Huh. No tricks, no nothing, just play the melody. It seemed to work.
Yeah, even though the groove was in a totally different direction, you managed to pick out the melody of Get Back in that one particular instance. And I've seen this happen on different stages with different acts, like the Asleep at the Wheel show you mentioned just a little while back. You also, with that band and every other band I've seen you play with, add charm and virtuosity to your solos that is like nobody else. And it's a pleasure to see you play. And there's such joy in your playing, ear-to-ear smile the whole time, which, again, it's like unbelievable to me.
Thank you. And the show up at the Full Moon with the Fab Four was really fun. I felt like my insides were grinning all night. And, of course, we had John Sebastian and Earl Slick and Joe Lewis Walker. It was just so fun.
So,
really, I love what they're doing up there.
Me too. And Cindy Cash Dollar, Friday night at 7 o'clock, you're going to be at Hardiman's Orchard in Red Hook on Route 199 with Johnny Nicholas. Now, the two of you have played together a whole bunch in the past, and this is going to be a special treat to see both of you together on stage at Hardiman Orchards. What do you have in store for the folks?
Well, I have a good mixture of stuff. Johnny, he's originally from Rhode Island, but he's lived in Texas and spent so much time on the Gulf Coast. So he's very in tune with kind of Texas blues and Louisiana blues and just a lot of roots music. And he plays piano, harmonica, guitar. And so it's just like a nice gumbo of stuff we're going to do. As you said, we played together for a long time. We're both alumni of Asleep at the Wheel, although at different times.
Yeah.
then Johnny and I played in Austin for many years together with Johnny Nicholas and Hellbent was the band. The band at Hardiman Orchards this Friday, including Johnny and I, will be Michael Bram from the Weight Band on drums. And we have Brian Williams on bass.
Wow.
And we just played in Maine, and we had a ball.
I bet.
So we are hoping to bring some fun roots music to everybody on Friday. And it's such a beautiful place. I've played there before. The food and libations are great. And what a gorgeous, gorgeous historic barn that is.
Yeah.
And very nice tables and chairs. It's like perfectly laid out to either stand if you want or sit if you want or dance if you want.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited to be playing there.
And then, Cindy, on Saturday, you're part of the July Jam at Arrowwood Farms.
Yeah, that's exciting. Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams, their first festival, and we hope it's going to be many more.
Yeah.
But this is the launch. So we'd love for everybody to come out and support the birth of July Jam, as it were.
Now, can you tell the folks what your role is in the July Jam?
Well, I will be playing, I know for sure I'll be playing the set with Larry and Teresa and their band. I believe, maybe, I'm hoping that I'll also be sitting in on a couple with Jorma Kalkinen and Jack Hot Tuna. So I'm hoping that it's just going to evolve as to kind of one big musical party there at July Jam.
Well, it's going to be a great one, and it's happening Saturday at Arrowwood Farms, and that's cool. So you're not actually 100% sure that you could be jumping up with anybody there.
Well, I know definitely. Plan is to play with Larry and Teresa, do some tunes with them off their new album, and then we're going to do a couple of instrumentals, Larry and I, and then I believe I might be maybe. Sitting in with Jorma and Jack. And that's what I know.
Well, that sounds great. And I got my fingers crossed for that because that would certainly be a treat.
I think it's going to be a very, really amazing day. The lineup is so wonderful of artists. And I think there's going to be a lot of surprises.
Yeah,
too.
Jackie Green is on the lineup.
Yeah.
Jim Weider is on the lineup.
Secret Sisters, Connor Kennedy and One Star, and Brian Mitchell, Yeah.
So that's the entire Midnight Ramble band. Right. Well, it's going to be a great weekend to see Cindy Cashdollar.
I'll be bringing the kitchen sink. I'll be bringing the steel guitar, the lap steel guitar, the dobro, baritone tricone, and for all the guitar players and fly players out there, they'll know what I'm talking about.
Mm. So you're bringing the whole arsenal, and you'll have it on a great rack.
I'm going to be prepared at any moment.
Yeah, well, don't miss out, folks. You get a great opportunity to see Cindy Cashdollar in a couple of different settings. Friday night, 7 o'clock at Hardiman Orchards Music in the Barn series. Check out HardimanOrchards.com and get all the information you need and tickets. Again, it's a 7 o'clock show this Friday, and Saturday at Arrowwood Farms is the July Jam with the Secret Sisters, Jackie Green, Cindy Cashdollar, Jim Weider, and of course Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams and Connor Kennedy. It's going to be a great weekend of music, so go out there and support live music. And Cindy, thank you so much for taking the time and chatting with us, and we wish you nothing but the best this upcoming weekend and beyond.
Well, thank you. I assume maybe I'll see you at one or the other or both, and I'll look forward to folks coming up to say hi. And it'll be a nice launch for the weekend at Hardiman Farms with Johnny Nicholas and Hellbent. It's really great to – Johnny really just – he is such a fabulous artist, fabulous singer and musician, and it's always fun. It's always just a rousing night with a lot of really great tunes, blues tunes, jump swing tunes, got it all. So we are there for you, and like I said, Saturday, it's gonna be who knows, and a lot of fun.
Right.
That's what we're gonna do. So we'll see you there. Everybody, come on out, support live music. I know. I hear the temperatures are gonna be nicer, cooler.
Yes,
so
cooler.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well,
all
Cindy,
right,
one last question. Waltz for Abilene came out in 2020. And it is an incredible album. I love the production on it, the guitar playing, the guests, all that. Anything coming up as a follow-up? No pressure, but anything.
Thank you very much. I was proud of that album when it was done.
Yeah.
It was a lot of work because I produced it myself. Mm-hmm. And instead of doing a lot of technical, you know, I didn't want to send music files across the country. I wanted everything to be live. So
nice.
That was really a labor of love. I flew to Louisiana to do the tracks with Sonny Landreth. Mm. I went out to L.A. to do the tracks with Albert Lee. And on it went. There's a lot of very good friends and special guests on there. So for the follow-up record, no. Once in a while, I do think about it. And once in a while, I do think about it.
All right. Well, that's all we need to know for now.
If you come up with any ideas, you know where to reach me.
Right. Cindy Cashdollar, our guest on the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. One more time, Cindy Cashdollar and Johnny Nicholas, Friday, 7 o'clock. The July Jam is Saturday at Hardiman Orchards is Friday night. And the July Jam is at Arrowwood Farms on Saturday. And Cindy, all the best to you and to everybody in your world. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. If anybody wants information, directions, it's CindyCashdollar.com. Everything's up on the website. And thank you so much, Rick. You have a great weekend. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. You have a great weekend when it gets here. And we'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE.